If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From Labradoodles to Cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Good morning. Wake up!
The Early Line.
Line up!
All right, here we go, people. It is now a Thursday. It is February the 6th. It is still 2020, I believe, even though, years are going by here. Days are going by. Minutes are going by. But, hell, we got NBA trade deadline. Also, talk about minutes going by here. 3 p.m. today, that will be the lockdown, people. You are either going into the playoff season in the NBA with the current team you have, or you're going to try to tweak it and add some pieces to it like the Miami Heat did last night. Came across late, and we had heard rumors about Pat Riley. You know, certainly down here it was, you know, Pat was working something.
Yeah.
Getting that witch's brew going like he does. Always, he's always scheming something going on, Pat Riley. You know, what was he going to be able to pull off? And we had heard Iguodala's name mentioned. We had heard, Drew Holiday's name. We had heard a bunch of different things. Bottom line is, it was always a wing player. It was adding a little depth, adding a little shooting. But more important than anything else, and this was always something that was made a point down here in Miami, experience. That was right. Really what he wanted was because, listen, they've got role players up the yin yang. They've got some of the best in the league there. They've got depth. They've got what they need. What they don't have, though, is something to compliment Jimmy Butler. They've got a bunch of dudes on this team that are just, you know, they're G League guys. They're playing at a high level, but they've never really been there, done that. And Pat knows better than anybody. Outside of Jimmy Butler, you're going to need somebody on that roster that can help build up the Bams and the,
sure,
and the Kendrick Nunns and the Tyler Heroes of the world. Like, you need somebody there. And, you know, who better than Iguodala, who understands the concept of playing both sides of the floor? You know, it's not an easy place. You can't come into Miami and think you're just going to, play half a game and, it's going to be isolation. Like, that's not what it is here. And so Iggy checked all those boxes. It made total sense when we heard it. The question was Memphis going to trade him?
Right.
And that was always a big thing, Dane. And we'll dive into this here. And there's even another name out there we'll talk about.
Yeah, for sure. It's good.
All of this, Pat Riley might actually win the trade deadline.
Yeah, he's shoving all in.
Get the dance travel. Let's get you caught up with everything that happened overnight here with the news. Let's do it, guys.
Sports Grid news update.
Well, gents, happy NBA trade deadline day. The trade wheels have already started churning with that Clint Capella trade back on Tuesday, and Wednesday they continued as you were discussing. The Memphis Grizzlies have agreed to a deal to send Andre Iguodala to the Heat. Iguodala agreed to the trade and has also agreed to a two-year, $30 million extension with Miami. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN and Shams Charania of The Athletic both reporting on the potential deal Wednesday night. Justice Winslow is expected to be a part of the package headed to Memphis. Now, this deal could expand further with Oklahoma City sending Danilo Gallinari to the Heat. According to ESPN, Jimmy Butler did leave the Heat contest Wednesday with a strained shoulder and should go for an MRI today. Woj also reported late on Wednesday that the Hawks, who have been busy thus far, they traded for Capella, made a deal with the Sacramento Kings. Atlanta gets Dwayne Dedman and two second-round picks, while the Kings get Alex Len and Jabari Parker. Shams Charania reported late Wednesday night that the Philadelphia 76ers jumped into the trade market Wednesday to fortify their bench. landing forward Glenn Robinson III and guard Alec Burks in a trade with the Golden State Warriors. Philadelphia sending Golden State a 2020 second round pick via Dallas, a 2021 second pick via Denver, and a 2022 second round pick via Toronto. Dallas forward Kristaps Porzingis announced after the Mavericks game Wednesday night that he had, in fact, broken his nose during the contest. He'll see a doctor at some point today. In baseball, according to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, the three-team, five-player Mookie Betts trade is being held up due to some medicals. They hope to have that resolved over the next few days. New York Yankees starting pitcher James Paxton is expected to miss 3 to 4 months after undergoing back surgery on Wednesday. The Yankees announced that Paxton underwent surgery addressing pain that started last season. The surgery was performed by Dr. Andrew Dawson in Dallas. I'm Dan Strapper, and this has been your Sports Grid News Update.
It's the Early Line with Joe Ranieri and Dane Martinez.
Yeah, how fitting. Even Gloria Stefan and the Sound Machine understand that Pat Riley is he's whipping something up here. It's been a while since Pat had an opportunity to be able to do something like this, be in contention and kind of pull a trade out where nobody sees it coming. And that's always been a trademark of Pat Riley, is that he's always working behind the scenes and he knows this team very good. I mean, the one thing about the Miami Heat that differs from other organizations is how well they utilize the cultivation of talent. Nobody, and I mean nobody right. in this league, has a better minor league system, so to speak, in the NBA than Pat Riley. It's where you get guys like Kendrick Nunn and right. even Whiteside came from there. Like, guys going, like, where the hell, you know, the Johnsons of the world, where were these guys? Well, it's Pat Riley who sits there and has them play overseas in his system there for a couple of years. And next thing you know, I mean, he's got a pipeline of right. that's why they got the depth. The problem was he was kind of handcuffed with some crazy contracts, Whiteside and others, that he had over the last couple of years to try and hold on for Dwayne Wade. But now he's kind of got a clean slate. He's got a lot of youth on there. He's got a key in Jimmy Butler, who you heard there. You sure. heard Dan talk about getting hurt last night, but that remains to be seen. But what he needed and what he wanted really more than anything else was, yes, it'd be nice to get some shooters, get a little more wing depth, but he wants experience because he knows come playoff time, it really doesn't matter. And I know there's some conversation about, there's a lot of tread on our tires. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Dane, but, you know, Iguodala's been on a book tour. He's been working out in the gym. He, you know, that those legs are going to be as fresh.
Yeah, he hasn't played a minute all season.
That's going to be as fresh as he's been in a long time. So 2 years, $15 million a year, but again, not everything is as it seems. There is an option for next year, for the following year. So if, let's say, Pat
team
goes
option,
out and
right?
gets,
a team yeah, option,
so
yeah.
Pat can go out and go shopping for a big whale, you know, sure. whatever a max player might be available that he wants to get. And Iguodala's agreed to, hey, man, no harm, no foul. If you sure. get somebody, I'm good. If not, you know, I can come back and play. So it worked out for all sides. Iguodala gets a contender. You know, they get at least a 23-year-old player mm-hmm. back in Memphis that adds to their other young 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Win-win. But I love the move from a standpoint of it. Pat knows exactly the chemistry of this team. I don't know that you couldn't go out and buy the kind of experience that he's bringing to those kids on the roster right now.
Yeah, Joe, I agree with you on a number of levels. Listen, yes, there's tread on the tire. Yes. Right. right? But let's be clear about, like, what his role would be on this team, what he would be expected to do. I don't even see him starting. You know, I see him as that experience off the bench, second unit, defense, you know, these wing players. Think about who this is really, I think, targeted for a few things. Like, you're going to guard Jason Tatum in the playoffs, bro. You know what I mean? And you're going to be another body to get fouls on Giannis. You know what I mean? Like, that's the specific role, having that kind of experience. And it's not like they're asking him to do more than maybe 10 minutes a game. You know what I mean? And so I think it is perfect for what he adds to the locker room. Now you have an experienced second unit along with a guy like Dragic, let's say. You know, Olynyk has been through some of the battles with Boston. Yep. And, of course, Jimmy Butler, right? So I think what this really is, Joe, is, you know, for years – it's been Golden State and LeBron, right? Mm-hmm. And it's been like, wake me up come Memorial Day in the finals. I think what it is honestly, Pat Riley sees an open door. You know, there's a crack in there. There is no dominant team if you take Giannis away, and we have questions about what that means in the playoffs, right? So I think Pat Riley sees an open door, and he's shoving all in.
Yep. Yeah, and there was for a while now, guys. It's not been a secret with Justice Winslow. They loved him. Pat loved him. It's a Pat went out and got him, guys. Number 10 pick there in a draft a couple of years ago out of Duke. The problem was, and it's a problem that is come up in a lot of different organizations. The Miami Heat doctors have been saying one thing about his back, while Justice Winslow's people are saying another. And so there was some feeling that, and this, they went through this with Chris Bosh, don't forget,
right,
a couple years back,
the blood
clots.
Blood
clot, where, Bosh's people were saying, oh, he's good to go, and the Miami Heat, where the doctors were going, no, oh, hell no, he's not.
You ain't going to have him die on the floor.
Absolutely not. So there's been that for a while now over here, but that seemed to be the biggest problem. Miami felt that Winslow should have been on the court. And for whatever reason, Winslow's people, whether it is partly him or whatever's going on there, you'll never get the whole story. But it was the fact that, yes, Pat Riley and the Miami Heat doctors thought he was a lot healthier than he was claiming to be. And those doctors of his were going, oh, no, he's not. So, well, you know what? He's going to pass a physical, obviously, because he's on his way to Memphis.
Right.
And to me, Dane, let's see how fast he gets on the court in Memphis.
Yeah, right.
And I think that'll tell you everything you need to know about how injured he was.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Listen, I would actually say, Joe, it's more like a Kawhi Leonard than a Chris Bosh, because it's flip-flopped, right? Where the players group didn't want him out there yet, and the team did. For Bosh, it was kind of the opposite, right?
Right. yeah, it was.
Yeah,
exactly,
so
it was.
I think that you're right. That is interesting. I'm already seeing, because, they've gone back and forth with the social media stuff. I've already seen Dylan Brooks be like, yo, we got a guy that's good and that wants to play with us. I agree. We should talk about this on the other side, Joe, but I truly think this is a win-win deal and like a perfect trade deadline kind of deal. We'll talk about it more on the other side of the break.
Yeah, sure. You know where he's not going is L.A.
Yep.
Which
that's right.
I think a few teams in the West are okay with. So
that's right.
Talk about Gallinari.
Take a dollar for the block.
Others coming. 3 p.m., guys. Trade deadline.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
All right, welcome back in here on this Thursday. As a lot going on, we get ready for a monster night in college hoops. 62 games, great night last night. Over 40 some odd games in college basketball. Another big night in the NBA. But certainly, all eyes are going to be looking on the 3 p.m. trade deadline here. And we heard last night the next big piece fell, if there are going to be any really big pieces in this. It was Capella the night before was the big deal, and now the Heat, Pat Riley, Andre Iguodala on his way to bolster what is already the sixth ranked offense in the NBA. So I do not think, Dane, to everyone going, oh yeah, he's 36, what's he gonna? He's not going to be asked to play extended minutes, guys. That is not what he is going to be able to do. He is simply going to help this roster in these rotations. And more importantly, when it comes to being a defender, and we have seen what he has done against the likes of LeBron James and others in the playoffs, his job will to be really a wing defender and kind of help these young guys understand what playoff basketball is. His game always elevates during the playoffs. And he is not going to be asked to play, you know, 40 minutes a game here. He's going to be asked to go up against guys like, how do you defend against Giannis? How do you defend against Siakam and Tatum and Brown? Yeah. There are guys in the East that Pat knows having this guy on that roster and his ability to be able to go in there and give meaningful minutes in playoff time. It's only going to help these kids and Bam and Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson. It's a brilliant move by both, and he's not done because apparently he's trying to go out and get something
Gallinari,
else. Yeah. Trying to get Gallinari, which again would give Miami another veteran presence, would give them another more shooting, more depth, and Pat knows in the playoffs, guys, it is a grind. You better have the depth. You better have the ability, especially if they're going to be a top three or four seed.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to go to places, and they're going to have to take down some of the other guys' top players and outshoot them. So I love the move. We'll see if he pulls it off. But to me, I think Pat Riley, he's kind of all in at this point.
Yep. I agree. Like we said in the last segment, I truly believe Pat Riley sees the door ajar. You know, there is an opportunity here. And like I said, I think he's shoving all in. I do have to also say here, though, Joe, I love this deal for the Memphis Grizzlies. I love it. I love it for the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, they are building a little something. I like the chip on their shoulder because of this deal also, right? The narrative, oh, Iggy didn't want to play with us. We're finally getting someone who wants to be with us, thinks we're good. And I wrote it down, Joe. Look, Jaren Jackson's 20. John Morant is 20. Josh Jackson's 22. Winslow's 23. Brandon Clark is 23. Tyus Jones is 23. Dylan Brooks is 24. Even a guy like Grayson Allen there is 24. I mean, Joe, that is legit. If I'm one of these free agents, right, like I think this core, this young core, better than New Orleans, even with Zion and Ingram and Ball, in my opinion. We've been talking, Joe, remember about this time last year, you and I were on like the Sacramento Kings a little bit. We liked what Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox were doing. I got to tell you, man, I'm going to try and get an early spot on this Grizzlies bandwagon. You know I love Ja, and this young core is legit, and you've got assets, and they'll probably have money as well because young players are still cheap.
They are going to need at some point.
Yeah.
To add some vets on that team that they can rely upon.
Because
as good as those kids are, they're just babies in the NBA. And that's really, and Pat realizes it. A lot of teams realize we've got to get that. Why Ja Morant's going to be a superstar, you kind of need to put that, you know, middle of the road, 30, 31-year-old.
Absolutely.
And I don't know who's coming up. We'll look at who's coming up contract-wise in the offseason, max player kind of thing.
Right.
Listen, you don't have to pay these kids a lot of money over the next couple, but you better get somebody with some presence, and you better get somebody in there. Iguodala would have been great. He just, at his point, a guy that's already got three rings, doesn't want to go in and be a mentor to a team that's an 8 seed and gets bounced out. He's better, and it's a better fit for everybody. But OKC is also interesting to me, too, because if they do get, and they've been trying to work, Gallinari's been on the market for a while for them. You know, Sam and Presti and those guys over there at OKC, they're all about draft capital. They're all about those kinds of assets and what they're building. They didn't think they'd be in a position to make the playoffs right now. Nobody saw this. So now that they are, while Gallinari would hurt, the ability to be able to get another first-round pick, Miami already owes them a pick, but they could pull the protection off, which means give them another asset right away. They don't have to worry. So it makes sense, again, and this is the beauty of what Pat Riley does, is that he finds these players in these situations where they're win-wins. Like, he's not fleecing anybody. He's just beating everyone to the punch because of, you know, Pat Riley is playing chess while sometimes others are playing checkers. Doesn't mean it's going to work out, but on paper at least, and understanding the needs, he goes out and gets guys that other teams, They may work. They'll work with the Miami Heat.
Yeah, that makes sense. And Joe, we say it all the time. I keep on bringing back the idea, remembering the trade deadline for baseball. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Madison Bumgarner, right? And it was right in the middle of when the Giants were winning something like 16 of their last 20 games, you know?
Yes.
And that's kind of where Oklahoma City is, right?
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
And I'll say the same thing I was saying to you back then. You know, they need to look themselves in the mirror and realize that while they are overperforming right now, the prudent decision is to play the long game. And that could mean moving Gallinari. I'm hearing talk about Steven Adams also potentially out there, and what a difference he could make for a contender that's looking like a Boston, right? Yep. That's looking for someone like that. And you're right. This is a win-win deal, Joe, in my opinion. That's what it is. You find the team that needs the help in the short term, which is probably the guy that looks like the better end of the deal. But as long as that team that realizes that they're still building, aka Memphis in this situation, gets the pieces, gets the cap relief, whatever it is, this is good for them long term. You're right, Joe. The Grizzlies still need that kind of veteran. All I'm saying is that Memphis, I think, looks very attractive to a potential guy like that in free agency, right?
That's
now
right.
They're like, oh, I could go there. And I got to tell you, man, Karl Anthony Towns, where you at?
Yeah,
Imagine that in the offseason, even though, like,
the
free agent,
I think
free, as a free
better,
agent,
yeah. yep.
couldn't he
yep.
be an attractive kind of piece? Yep. Ja Morant and Karl Anthony Towns.
Exactly.
You talk about the pick and roll with, like, Trae Young and whatever, Capella. We talk about Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis as the new age, you know, Malone and Stockton. Could you imagine Ja Morant and Karl Anthony Towns?
Yeah, I think there might be a couple of, especially out in the West, because I do think the two teams in LA are going to, there's going to be something announced before 3 p.m. regarding the Lakers and the Clippers. And I think the needs are very glaring. I think they both understand this is where championship teams make the run. They put the final touches. We watched Toronto do it last year by bringing in Gasol there and trying to fortify that middle. They knew what they were doing. They knew what was going on there. I do think that, A, the Lakers, while we know the two big names there, guys, they need another playmaker. They need another scorer. They need another playmaker. They thought that the kid would do it, but Kuzma hasn't lived up to.
Right.
I don't know whether he's lived up to LeBron's hype or whatever. You know, and we know LeBron don't like young guys anyway.
Hey, LeBron, you want Marcus Morris? Give me Kyle Kuzma plus. Let's go.
You know, Derrick Rose is another guy that that would fit well there with LeBron. So they do need another. They need some depth in the scoring playmaking. And I think the Clippers, too, same type of situation. They've got some guys that they could pull off here. Morris, listen, you think the Clippers – instead of in Morris going to the Lakers, you don't think the Clippers would jump in and say, oh, hell no. Tough guy, defender, Tristan Thompson's another guy that's been associated with him out there.
See,
I think there's a battle brewing in the Staples Center right now between
Bidding wars.
Two teams.
Yep.
Yeah, who's going to get the what? And if nothing else, just so the other guy doesn't get it.
Right. It's like, Joe, remember that show Hollywood Squares?
Yes.
You know,
yes,
you'd be like, exactly. Zsa Gabor for the block.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
And that's, I think, what's going on.
Exactly.
This idea, I'm also hearing Tristan Thompson could be the answer now for Houston as their men. Okay, you know, and that could be the kind of guy, right, that won't need the ball, won't take touches, but can be that defensive rebounder kind of guy. We know LeBron James has a history with Tristan Thompson and loves him. Yep. Listen, this Marcus Morris thing is going to happen, Joe, because if you're the Knicks, why the hell not, okay? And if I can get Kyle Kuzma plus, sure. I'm also hearing the kid Shamet. Or Shamet from the Clippers, potentially in a package. Doc doesn't want to necessarily give him up.
Yep.
And let me bring something else up, another name. You know, I've been saying that the New Orleans Pelicans, it's silly for them to view themselves as a playoff team. They need to trade Drew Holiday. That would be a haul. You know who else is on that roster that I think could be very coveted for a guy like LeBron?
Who's that?
J.J. Redick.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't J.J. Redick, like, first of all, he's been on the Clippers before. Yes. You know, yes. And yep. LeBron wants to surround himself with shooters. You know what I mean? And there is, honestly, there is no better shooter out here than J.J. Redick. I don't know what the contract and if you'd want to go, but J.J. Redick does fill that veteran playoff tested experience. I understand his value in New Orleans potentially as well as a veteran. But if the Pelicans, again, look themselves in a mirror, they have assets to go out and try and get themselves young talent or draft capital for the future when their time comes.
It's funny, too. His name was brought up last night in, believe it or not, heading back to Philadelphia.
Okay.
Which makes absolute sense because they need as much shooting.
Outside shooting,
possible.
But listen, J.J. Redick is a commodity. Danilo Gallinari is a commodity. Why? Because they can shoot. Okay, so these teams need to flip them, realize where they are, whether you're Oklahoma City or New Orleans. Deal them.
Yeah, and I'd be interested to see if Portland does anything.
Kevin Love,
they're
baby.
They're healthier, too, which they have to take into consideration. So it'll be interesting to see. Nurkic, is he coming back? Is he not? See what they got there. Yeah. Plenty to be decided. A couple hours left here. NBA trade deadline on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHope, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHope at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
So big night in the association last night, especially if you were a dog. Dogs shopping last night. They went 6-3 against the number. You had four straight up upsets. Detroit, holy crap! Detroit plus three, +135 on the money line. Took down to Phoenix. It's just awful. And I don't even know. Detroit had like eight guys. I don't even have enough guys. Almost roster. It's amazing to me at home. Atlanta, same situation. They only had about eight guys rest last night, but when a couple of those guys are named Collins and Trae Young, you're okay. They were getting 4.5 in Minnesota. That line was just all too strange. +155 on the money line. Memphis, too, took down Dallas. Porzingis got a broken nose along the way. +4.5.
I told y'all yesterday morning.
On the money line. Very good. And Denver. Also, getting 10 points in Utah. What the hell is wrong with Utah at home? Mm-hmm. Their fourth consecutive loss. They were +400 on the money line. That was a second of a back-to-back for Denver. And, it's not good in Utah right now. A lot of finger-pointing going on there. A lot of guys looking at each other right now. Overs also last night, 6-3. But, there's some issues going on there. But it was a good night for underdogs, and they've got it's an interesting schedule tonight. You got five NBA games, but 62 college basketball games. Oof. And a lot of us are wondering, all right, 3 p.m. just around the corner, who's going to make the next big move? And when we say big move, it's relative because there are not
who's really out there. What are the big fish?
Ground shaking, but we've seen Toronto again last year, those last second additions. You know, the Marc Gasols of the world bringing in to complement what you got. is what we're seeing Miami do. I think it's what the Lakers and the Clippers are going to do.
Right.
Portland, what are they going to do as they start to get a push? Because Portland knows more than anything else, if we can get healthy at the right time, maybe add a piece here or there, and then get to the playoffs, it doesn't matter if they're a 6, 7, or 8 seed.
Right.
They know. They've been there. They've done
that.
They
are live against anybody.
They are live against – I don't give
a
crap. They are live against anybody and everybody. So I think those are the ones we'll be keeping an eye on here today, Dane, really from the standpoint of – which one?
Yep.
Does LA just simply outbid each other so the other team doesn't get it? Because there's some gamesmanship here with this.
Yeah, you know, that's why I talked about the good old Hollywood Squares kind of idea, right? Because not only are you trying to get a player, you're trying to make sure your rival or a guy you think you might see in the playoffs or it can be an impediment to you getting to the finals doesn't get that player. Okay.
Right.
And so absolutely. And you're right, Joe. It's kind of relative speaking, right? We're talking about guys like Danilo Gallinari, Tristan Thompson. These are not, you know, MVP caliber players, but what they could be is play a perfect role, right? To kind of complete the puzzle for the team. That's what happens at the trading deadline. You know what your needs are and trying to address them. So whether it's the kind of 3-and-D kind of guy, whether it's a rim protector, you know, you've had these, 4 or 5 months to self-scout and diagnose your team and know what you need. I think the names to keep an eye on today are Danilo Gallinari, Tristan Thompson, and then, you know, I've been talking about Kevin Love. I think he's a perfect fit for these Portland Trailblazers. And just imagine, Joe, remember last year when Portland made their run, Jokic was hurt.
Yes, he was.
Okay, and this guy, like, this is a big-time center. Okay, he's in my opinion, he's one of the top 5 centers in the league. Certainly
Jokic,
out
absolutely.
West, right?
Yep.
When you think about the Goberts, the Jokic's, the Anthony Davis's, I put Nurkic, you know, right there at the bottom of that group. Okay, you know about the backcourt, right? That backcourt, Dame can drop 50 whenever he wants. You start to worry about Dame, CJ McCollum can go crazy in a quarter, right? It's kind of like Stephen Clay. You know, Steph Curry is the shiny lights like Damian Lillard, but Klay Thompson is the one who puts up 25 in a quarter. CJ McCollum is the one who can just go off, right? And then you put a Kevin Love potentially or another front court scoring option there. I do think the arrow is pointing up. They're getting healthier. The Portland Trailblazers are dangerous up and coming in the West.
I agree, man. And it's I don't expect any of these guys just to sit on their hands because – again, you can't wait for somebody else to do it.
Right.
So you've got to go out and get it done. It's that tightly contested, I think, in the West, and they know it. And the East, there are glaring needs outside of teams like, you know, Milwaukee, who is Toronto. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of set. But now that Miami's made the move, there are definitely those teams at the top in the East are going, okay, they just got a little bit better come playoff time, a little more experience. So now if you're Philadelphia, we know what your problem is. Everybody knows what your problem is. So and they know you ain't going to as good as listen, Simmons and Embiid for the future of the I get it. But you ain't getting past the East, all right, if you can't shoot the rock from the outside. They have no shooters.
Right,
and
Tobias Harris, so and that's far. About it, right?
That's it. And you probably overpaid for him, and you know that too. So J.J. Redick and others right now that are out and available, you've got to make a move, Philadelphia. I hate that, but you need to make a move. Like, you, if you're going to contend with these other guys, otherwise it's going to be very difficult for you to be able to get out. I mean, hell, what, Toronto last night down to, you know, double digits in the waning minutes a game at home against Indiana with Oladipo and company there finally putting it together. Go on a run in the final 2 minutes. I've never seen, you know, typical, you got to be able to shoot the damn ball. That's, you know, that's what it is. And that's why Toronto, again, 11 wins in a row. Nobody wants to talk
now,
about
it. 12 now, Joe. 12.
12 now. Yeah, that's right. 12 last night. 1-point win, guys. They were losing, getting their Indiana dropped 40 some odd points in the second quarter alone on it. It was 43-18. It was like, what the hell just happened? And they came back and they won that game, which should scare. And at least put the rest of that Eastern Conference on notice, guys. Toronto's going nowhere,
absolutely,
and they will be ready to contend once again.
Listen, Toronto, I can't I can't really figure Toronto out, man. Everyone is injured. There's no Kawhi there, and they keep chugging along. Like, I respect Toronto. They will be there, period, full stop, end of story. Okay?
Correct.
Cool. They'll be there. We'll be talking about Toronto in May. All right? I'm moving on from them. Milwaukee and Giannis, they will be there. Okay?
Yes.
Miami is looking like they're going for it. They're shoving their chips into the middle of the table. Joe, honestly, what we also heard about Philadelphia yesterday, they're chirping about each other now, Joe. I heard Al Horford saying there are issues in the locker room. I heard Joel Embiid say, you know, we got to figure some things out. That sounds really bad, Joe. All right? So forget they got to acquire someone. They got to clean up their own mess first, okay?
It's amazing.
Where I am looking, Joe, honestly, I'm looking at Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds in the way we've talked the last, you know, week or two about this. I think I believe in the potential of the C's a little bit more than you do. Okay. But they can shoot the ball, Joe. They do have defenders. And to me, what is clear is what they are lacking. They're lacking size. Okay. Yep. And so you can go out and get size today, Joe. You know, whether that is a Tristan Thompson. You know, whether that is, you know, I talk about a guy like Cat, but they also, Ainge is no stranger to wheeling and dealing, Joe. And they have capital. They have young talent. They have the assets. Now, parting with a guy like a Jaylen Brown would be tough. Parting with a guy like a Marcus Smart would be tough. I think that is, we talk about the puzzle piece they need. I believe Boston is still viable to be a true Eastern Conference contender if they get some muscle today. Marcus Morris is out there also, you know, so
That's
I think
correct.
There's options, and I think Danny Ainge is going to be on the phone all day.
Yeah, it's going to happen, man. It's absolutely going to happen, and there's going to be one other, Dan. There's going to be one move here by 3
one shoe to drop that we're not talking about. The surprise. The mystery team. Right.
Yep. You know it. And it could evolve some of these teams. Or you know what? It could be a team that we just go, well, damn, we didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Because we always know, as great as Woj is and those guys, everyone's got an agenda there, and it's usually one or two teams that you're not going to know about it until it's done.
Like out of nowhere, Bradley Beal actually gets moved.
You know? Exactly correct. Yes. Then there was some talk of, and I don't know, but you mentioned it. The 76ers seem miserable
now.
They really do. In that locker room.
If they can't figure their own issues out, I'm not thinking about them.
No, Simmons is in the, his poolside with a Kardashian, calling guys out, calling them soft. It seems like there's a
lot of things
going on.
They're the Cleveland Browns, Joe. They're the Cleveland Browns.
They really are.
They're the Cleveland Browns, you know. Crazy early expectations, right? Baker has his commercials. Embiid has his social media. Simmons has the Kardashians, right? A lot of talent that we can't discount. It's just something feels iffy in there behind the scenes, and it's like they're not mature enough to actually make it happen.
They're not, and the sad part is that the fall guy on that is not going to be these players. It's going to be their head coach,
Nick Nurse. But he's been doing it. Like, what a story! Oh no, that's Toronto. Sorry.
No, Toronto. Yeah, no, Brown is going to be. He'll be gone. Yeah, he'll be gone. They've already been laying that foundation when they got smoked by Miami on Sunday. That already he's not the guy. So. You know, that's the other problem is that there's going to be layers to this. Instead of just recognizing it for what it is, they're going to go through the steps where, it's going to be the coach. All right, so the coach.
Players-only meeting.
So what, you're going to look at Elton Brand? I mean, you know, you're going to keep going down the list here until you realize Simmons and Embiid ain't going to work, guys. It just ain't going to work. Everyone else knows it. You got to come to that realization, so. It's sad because they could be really, really good, but they ain't ever going to get over that hump. All right, we'll take a look here. Big night in not only the NBA, but in college hoops. We'll take a look at some of these
Big East Conference.
That's it. Coming up, baby.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day.
all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHope, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHope at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Days 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network.
All right, get ready for it. 62 college hoop games tonight, including, and I can't believe I'm saying it, the game of the night is going to be out west. And welcome back to the party. UCLA taking on Arizona State. Bobby Hurley taking on Mick Cronin, who has resurrected this UCLA program over the last month or so. I can't believe it because they were almost an instant fade every week that they played. It was kind of laughable how bad they are. Mick Cronin had delivered a program of top-notch capabilities in Cincinnati, took the job in UCLA, and, you know, not his kids, first year there, not his recruits, not his style.
Right.
But he's kind of adjusted, and these kids have gotten ready. And, guys, UCLA's 4-1 in its last five, and they're taking on an Arizona State team as well. They've won three of their last four. It is a battle out in the Pac-12, and this all of a sudden, we're watching these teams here over the last month, Arizona State and UCLA, and going, wow, you don't want to get in front of this this train right now. These kids are really starting to buy in, which is always happens this time of year in college hoops where there's teams that start really slow and it takes a little adjustment, set, especially new coaches, new systems.
Right.
But, man, oh, man, this is going to be a fun late night game to watch, guys. And it's also going to have a lot of implications as far as both of these teams' chances, not only in the Pac-12 championship, but guys being moving forward in seeding. And
sure,
you and I both know, Dan, if it's not a blue blood and parity this year is reigning through in college hoops, the hot team going into tournament time in 30 days from now, if the guys can go on a roll, yeah, look out. Anything can happen, I think, especially this year. And it's not like either of these two teams don't have top quality recruits and talent there. It is going to be it's going to be really interesting to see what's going on. There is a trend here with Bobby Hurley and Arizona State you guys should know about. They have won three of their last four.
Okay.
They did beat Arizona. They did beat Washington, but they did lose their last game. So Arizona State off a loss, 15-3 over the last 2 years. So Hurley gets these kids after a loss. They are a tremendous bounce back team to right the ship and get back on there tonight. So keep an eye on this game, and this is going to go a long way. Two more teams, Dane, that it's like, oh man, you know, you say, are they any good? Are they not? Arizona? Yeah, no, there are a lot of those types of teams right there. And outside of the Kansas, Kentuckys and Dukes.
Sure.
Get used to seeing these guys. When the brackets come out, guys, in 30 days, there's a lot of those. They used to be good. I don't know if they're good anymore. A lot of those teams are going to, those 8-9 seeds
Right.
They're going to be a tough out here this year, Dane. It's going to be a wild March Madness.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, there is no dominant team. We've been talking about this all year. You know, you don't have Calipari and a Kentucky team with a first and second wave of first-round picks this year. You know what I mean? So I agree. And to be quite honest, you know, you talk about looking out west. In the Pac-12 tonight, I think there's a couple of big-time games. You talk about UCLA-Arizona State. USC-Arizona tonight is also a big game. Two teams above 500 in conference. Arizona, number 23 in the country. You talk about positioning for that Pac-12 conference tournament. I think Cal at Colorado, also an interesting game. You know, and
yes.
And Joe, here's the thing. You mentioned this idea of, you know, parity reigning supreme to this year. The way I'm looking at it is this could be the year where one of those mid-major-ish teams break through. You know, could Gonzaga actually get it done this year and cut down the nets, right? Could they finally take that step forward? Could it be one of, like you say, these kind of traditional teams that get hot at the right time? And I'm telling you, Joe, we talked about the regionalism in college sports. I'm over here on the East Coast. I am going to pay attention to the Pac-12 a little bit more than in normal years. I'm going to watch these San Diego State games. I'm going to watch these Gonzaga games because I believe out here in New Jersey, I might get value on their lines come conference tournament, come March Madness. I want to know about Arizona State. I want to know about Colorado, San Diego State, Gonzaga, Oregon. Mm-hmm. I want to know about these teams. I want to start to get my understanding of them solidified now so that I can see if there's any East Coast bias in the lines, in the totals when it matters come March.
Yeah, and right now in conference play, you're starting to get also a lot of these, it's the second time that we get to play some teams here in the conference, so, and it's always tough, and you don't have to look any further, guys, than what happened last night in a couple of situations. You had, first of all, Vanderbilt just upends LSU, guys, in the most unbelievable fashion, and a dagger. They were an 11-point favorite, that being LSU, and Vanderbilt snaps a 26-game losing streak against this LSU program, and they beat them, Dane, and just they outscored them. 99-90 is what they upset number 18 LSU, which is a very talented team, very good team coming out of the SEC. I'm shocked. Vanderbilt hadn't won a game in the SEC yet this year, guys. This is what we're talking about. And you know, you got a top 20 team, Dane, another top 20 team with a little number next to their name. And then, Vanderbilt hasn't even won an SEC game. Well, yeah, that stopped last night, man. They destroyed, LSU, who's got to be shaking their heads going, but 35 of 61 from the floor will generally do that for you when you get hot. Yeah. Purdue dropped over 100 points on Iowa last night, guys. We thought this was going to be a great matchup, right? Iowa was getting 4.5, Big Ten matchup, very slow, methodical Purdue, right? Not exactly what you would consider a run. They dropped over 100 points on Iowa.
That's crazy.
Like, what the hell was... Yeah, and then you look at the box score, and I think they were 31 of 45 or something from three-point range.
That'll do it.
That'll do it, guys. That will do it. And number 17, Iowa. Little number next to its name versus a Purdue team. And
on the road in conference. On the road in conference.
Conference play is a different animal.
Damn
man.
Right.
It really, really is, dude.
We
and
showed
Butler.
Yep,
same
that's
thing
what I was
last
say.
Night. Yep. Butler, same thing.
We shined a light yesterday morning on the Big East matchups, right?
Yes.
And that was the case as well. Butler, I know they're a ranked team, but they were the dog at home against Villanova. Same thing, Joe. Creighton Providence. Remember, we talked
same
about
thing.
That one yesterday. Creighton, number next to their name, on the road at a above 500 team in conference,
Revenge
jockeying
spot. Yep.
From position. We talked about that. Providence gets the W in that one, 73-56.
Yeah, and big, I mean, when you get two top 25 teams like Butler and Villanova last night, too, it's always fun. And it ended in spectacular fashion as Butler drains a three as clock is running down in a tied game to win by three.
Did
and
you
also,
see there was a
guys,
leak in the building in that game? Did you see that?
I had no idea what was going on.
I was flipping around. I saw that they're mopping their towel in the damn floor. I was like, oh, this is early in the game still. How is it so early? There's still like 13 minutes left in the first half.
We were laughing because we're on in-game live and we're going through the score and I'm seeing, oh, this is then, like, delay. I'm like, what? I'm like, are they playing outside?
Nah,
like,
man.
What am I? When do you get delays? And the,
that guy's climbing up. There were buckets in the rafters. It was wild.
I was like, I can't bet this game now. You got to be kidding me. There's a leak in the roof. Like, you don't know. Is there going to be another delay?
Right.
Like, what the hell is going on there? But, yeah, listen, the leak turned to be actually pretty profitable because not only did they win, but, you know, getting the 2.5 points, which is what Villanova was. They lost and they win. They cover Butler.
Right.
Congratulations there. Big win. But the upset of the night and the blowout of the night. I mean, Vanderbilt and then Purdue dropping 104 on Iowa. Iowa, you got to learn how to win a game on the road here, dude, at some particular point. And this is Virginia last night, too, was another interesting game.
Yeah, what was the final score there?
Yeah, they barely made it to 100 points there last night.
Clemson.
The score was 24-14 at half.
That's what I was going to say. I was flipping around, and at one point, Virginia was up like, I think it was 16-2. You know, like halfway through the first half. And I was like, oh, good thing we gave out the under yesterday.
Exactly correct. 107 points. And people kept betting it up. It opened at 104. People kept betting it up. And I'm going at halftime, 26.
Remember 14. We said the first half under? We were like, the first half under is, bet
hammer it.
That's
hammer
right.
It. Welcome to Virginia basketball,
I'm
guys.
Telling
one
you.
Of the most, one of the most boring drop. But you know what? And that was the other problem was, why asking a team to lay 8 points at home that is anticipated the first one to 50 wins? You know how hard that is?
Right.
I mean, that's not...
We said that. How do you get the working margin in a game that's going to have 90 points overall?
No, you don't. And they didn't. And that was the other thing. They didn't cover. They didn't cover the 8.5 that they closed with and give credit to Clemson because at 14 points in the first half, you're going, what are they going to score? A total of 30 points in this game? Like, come on. They did come back and at least make it a game. But
good for them.
Those types of things, let's be realistic, Dane. I mean, those kinds of games, those kinds of teams, there's opportunity there. There's always going to be value there because how much people are going to go, especially public now with recreational dollars. They're going to look at Virginia and go 104. Like, no, I'm good. It's got to go. Oh, it's got to go. All right. Everyone scored. Yeah, no. It ain't
There's
going
a reason
all,
it's that low.
It ain't going. I don't give a rip.
Absolutely, Joe.
Where does it have to go for you to hammer the armor?
Isn't that what I asked you yesterday morning? That's the way I framed it to you. How low would it have to be? And you were like, I don't know, man. I ain't touching it. Absolutely, Joe. And here, honestly, guys, on the early line, you know, we're giving you these information. We're giving you these trends. One of the things we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks are ranked teams on the road in conference. And it happened 3 times yesterday. We're giving you trends. And now look, Joe, they have it up on the screen. Look, where is it? Up. Up. What are we combined over the last week so far?
Correct.
We're 5-1 on this over the last week. I know we're not necessarily touts, but we're giving you information. We're teaching you how to fish here on Sports Grid.
Correct. Yep, just different spots in the schedule, guys,
That's right.
to be able to take a look at. And there's opportunities to be had, especially with over 60 games on the board here tonight in college alone. Well, there is a couple of games I really like here, too. So we'll talk about those. We'll cover it coming up, hour number two, the early line on the grid, sportsgrid.com. Come back and join us.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.